We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, esteemed viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CiatSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Nicaragua takes steps to provide financial aid to approximately 160,000 individuals in need. In community news, a New Zealand woman helps save a family from fire. In technology news, a Pakistani inventor is recognized for making internet-style networking more accessible. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 12th, is the Independence Day of Equatorial Guinea, observing its autonomy gained in 1968. Between Cameroon and Gabon in Central Africa, Equatorial Guinea is home to a rich biodiversity of species such as the herbivorous forest elephant, western lowland gorilla, and central chimpanzee. It also contains outstanding natural sites, including three wetlands of international importance, the Isla de Anobon, the Reserva Natural de Estuario del Muni, and the Rio Entem Ocampo. The scenic Monte Alen National Park, a lush primary rainforest, contains at least 265 species of birds. Today is also the National Day of Spain. Its acclaimed musical and artistic heritage has made significant contributions to world culture. In addition, the numerous United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Sites are testament to Spain's remarkable history, architecture, and natural attributes. Considered one of the greatest monuments of Roman engineering is the aqueduct of the old town of Segovia. Other World Heritage Sites are the Doñana, Garahone, and Teide National Parks, as well as several amazing religious buildings, among them the Royal Monastery of Santa Maria de Guadalupe and the San Miana Soso and Yoso Monasteries. We wish the citizens of Equatorial Guinea and Spain a splendid national holiday.
Flying news. Lives lost in Turkey floods. Just 2 weeks after flooding and landslides had swept the northeastern part of the country, storms this past weekend across southern and western regions left at least 5 people perished, 10 injured, and 5 others still missing as of Monday, October 10th. In Sarek District of Antalya Province, rescue teams searched for the missing persons while civil defense, Coast Guard, and forestry personnel conducted air rescues in isolated villages where homes and access bridges had been destroyed. With flooded roads that block traffic, the capital Istanbul was affected as well, and the Antalya Meteorology Regional Directorate reported that the rains were the heaviest seen in the province since 1974.
Conveying all her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please check with officials to see if any assistance is required, and to go, if possible, to render aid to the most desperate. She added that emergency funds would be available.
Our appreciation, rescuers, for your diligent efforts, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may such weather intensities quickly subside as we strive for gentler stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, flying fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Thank you.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 469. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai. Formosa or Taiwan and China celebrate centennial, commemorating their joint 100th National Day on Monday, October 10th. Formosa or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou spoke at a large ceremonial gathering outside the presidential building in Taipei. In his speech, he called on China to recognize Formosa's 60 years of self-governance and to bring the two closer together in a joint pursuit of expanding democracy. He also hailed China as Formosa's largest trading partner and spoke of the importance of respect for one another's differences in light of an overall goal of ever-increasing reconciliation. Congratulations, Your Excellency, Formosa and China, on your shared National Day. Wishing the Chinese and Formosan people continued development and cordial relations that advance shared ideals of harmony, peace and prosperity.
Estonian president inaugurated for second term. Following his re-election and receiving 73 votes from the 101-seat parliament in August, Estonian president Tomas Hendrik Ilves was sworn into office on Monday, October 10th, for a second five-year term. In his inaugural address, the president affirmed continued promotion of Estonian democracy, as he also conveyed his appreciation for the European Union's ongoing support of the nation. Encouraging a similar kindness among all fellow citizens, President Ilves stated, "We are free to be compassionate and generous because no one forbids us this. We have the freedom to be big of heart. Our accolades and respectful salute, Your Excellency, on your renewed role, wishing you the best with God's blessings as you continue to serve your beautiful country persons with nobility and love."
Save our planet. As oil spill near New Zealand worsens, containment hampered by high winds. In an accident that occurred on Wednesday, October 5th, a Liberian oil tanker travelling in calm waters collided with reefs in the Bay of Plenty, offshore New Zealand's North Island. Although the crew was uninjured, the ship's hull was breached with an initial 20 tons of oil that leaked into the water. Storms arriving since then have caused more of the toxic substance to be released, with an estimated 350 tons that have been discharged into the bay by Tuesday, as New Zealand Environment Minister Nick Smith ranked the event as the country's most significant environmental disaster ever. Gusting winds from the storm shut down both containment and rescue operations, with signs of oil fouling reaching once pristine beaches in locales like Tauranga.
Meanwhile, crews have been working to remove the oil, totaling 1,700 tons from the tanker, along with some other hazardous materials. A public health warning has been issued, advising avoidance of contaminated beaches where touching the oil or inhaling its fumes can cause irritation and other damage, while consuming seafood from the affected areas was also highly discouraged. Another distressing result of the disaster is its effect on wildlife, with a number of birds already perished as personnel worked to rescue oil-covered seabirds, penguins, and seals. Greenpeace representatives also stated that whales and dolphins calving in the area could be affected as well.
Our gratitude, concerned officials, and all who are dedicating your time and efforts to alleviate these distressing conditions. May we strive to act in harmony with nature for the protection of the earth and all her cherished inhabitants.
During an August 2009 video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged for humanity's greater consideration for the wildlife and the planet.
We are losing so many animals and plant species every day due to global warming already, or due to other forms of carelessness. Physically, they suffer. Spiritually, they know the solution lies in human's hands and human's heart. The question is, how will we choose to respond between the only two choices we have, compassion and life, or killing and destruction? We should all pray that humankind will make the wiser choice of compassion and life.
Save our planet. After waiting for several decades to be added to the Endangered Species Protection List, the South Florida rainbow snake and the Florida fairy shrimp in the USA disappear and are declared extinct on October 5, 2011, due to habitat loss from human development.
Save Our Planet. Members of eco organizations such as Friends of the Earth and other advocates attend an October 6, 2011 U.S. State Department hearing where they urge against a proposed Canadian-U.S. pipeline that would transport tar sands to oil refineries, citing extremely high levels of greenhouse gases that would be released along with other environmental harms.
Pippi the Okapi, and I'm lovingly following a compassionate plant-based diet. Today, I have a health tip. A study by scientists with the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania, United States, demonstrated that for individuals who are overweight and have high blood pressure, 2 servings a day of 6 to 8 purple potatoes led to a drop in both diastolic and systolic blood pressure readings. These potatoes also have healthful phytochemicals and vitamins. Look for these purple gems in supermarkets or special food stores. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
Governance News, Nicaragua takes steps to aid individuals in need. As part of a policy to restore the rights of citizens and increase prosperity, approximately 160,000 Nicaraguans will be provided with monthly monetary assistance. Among the beneficiaries are 150,000 workers and 4,000 older adults. Our accolades and appreciation, Government of Nicaragua, for helping to enhance the lives of the pure-minded people of your nation. May all live in security, peace, and happiness with God's blessings.
In community news, a New Zealand woman helped save a family from fire as Miss Michelle Herbert, age 26, of Hillsborough, was traveling to meet an associate in the early morning. She noticed flames coming from a house in the neighborhood. She called the local fire department and with her colleague, Miss Glennis Eden, quickly went to the structure and began knocking on the windows to alert the residents. Through her and Miss Eden's timely actions, four adults and a three-day-old baby were able to escape safely. Bravo, Miss Michelle Herbert and Miss Glennis Eden, for your heroic efforts. We are so glad everyone is fine and pray for the affected family's quick return to a fully repaired home in the protection of heaven. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Pakistani inventor has facilitated 2.5 million people's ability to send almost 4 billion text messages. We'll take a moment to enjoy the lush green plants. Be right back. Stay tuned for more remarkable news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressive world. In technology news, a Pakistani inventor is recognized for helping to make internet-style networking more accessible. Dr. Umar Saif was named one of the world's top 35 innovators of 2011 under the age of 35 by the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the United States. Dr. Saif is the founder of SMS All, a mobile phone service in Pakistan that allows users to send a text message or short message service SMS to thousands of people at once. Dr. Saif began the enterprise in 2005 to assist earthquake rescue workers in the country. Currently, at least 2.5 million people using SMS All have sent a total of almost 4 billion text messages. Dr. Saif has also worked on BitMate, which allows individuals with slow internet connections to pull their bandwidth for faster downloads. Congratulations, Dr. Umar Saif, on your well-deserved recognition. We wish you all the best in future endeavors of bringing welcome advancements to your nation and our world.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Mongolian entitled Tech Support.
Тэнг ажилтан. Та ямар компьютертай үйлчлүүлэгч? Цагаангтэй.
And now for a heartline from our viewer, French artist Evelyne Christessas, who wrote a poem in dedication to Supreme Master Qinghai. In this poem, composed originally in French, Ms. Christessas arranged the first letters of all lines to read vertically as Maître Suprême, meaning Supreme Master.
Pour le Maître Suprême Qinghai, merci pour votre vie au service du divin, animée de beauté en la rosée du matin, initiant nos consciences à Notre-Dame Nature, travaillant sans relâche à toutes vos peintures. Respectant et donnant vie à toutes choses, éphémères objets de vos idées grandioses. Suprêmes énergies au service de la vie, unité retrouvée en nos cœurs endormis. Puissante source d'amour et d'espoir renouvelée, réjouis et heureux en toutes ces envolées. Ensemble, créons l'arc-en-ciel par ces milliers de gemmes. Maître suprême, alors osons vous dire, je vous aime. Evelyne Christessas de Paris, France.
Bonjour, Evelyne. Our heartfelt appreciation for your uplifting verses. Thank you so much for viewing our channel. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Beautiful Evelyne, thank you ever so much, Mon Soleil. Your lovely poem touched my heart. May you and the elegant people of France always be blessed. I love you more, and I love France. Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be graced by heavenly benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As one of the first countries to offer humanitarian assistance to Somalia, Iran's Red Crescent Society sends its fifth team of volunteer medics and physicians, having also dispatched over 14 aid cargoes, the most recent of which delivered 1,400 tons of vital medicines, rice, flour, and other necessities.
To minimize the destabilizing effect of Greek debt on other European banks, French President Nicolas Sarkozy and German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced a rescue plan being developed that is intended to support the overall Eurozone, to be detailed by the end of October.
24-year-old German race car driver Sebastian Vettel becomes the youngest ever Formula One double world champion after placing in the Japanese Grand Prix top three, giving him sufficient points to earn the title.
Governor Jerry Brown signs a bill that joins California, USA, with the states of Hawaii, Washington, and Oregon in completely banning the sale, trade, or possession of shark fins to prevent the cruel practice and to protect diminishing shark populations.
Japan-based NHK World reports that more than $325,000 in emergency supplies is sent from Japan to assist flood-affected residents in Cambodia, with the Cambodian government conveying special thanks for such kind assistance, even while Japan is recovering from her own disaster.
Emphasizing the importance of physical activity for optimal health, U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama hosts a Let's Move clinic at the White House and joins the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team in helping hone the skills of youth soccer players.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.